2, How to Feel Joy. First off, I want to let you know, if you missed yesterday's episode, let you know again today, we have the Career Hackers live event, virtual event, October 19th, 20th, Supercharge Your Career in a Shit Economy. Totally free. Go to superchargecareer.com. Check it out. You want to sign up for this. Even if you just tune in for one of the talks from our big name speakers like Taylor Pearson, Isaac Morehouse, Austin Allred, Madeline Mann. Madeline Mann's got a huge YouTube and LinkedIn following with all sorts of job search tips. And this is geared to anybody looking to just become more entrepreneurial in their mindset, more empowered in their mindset, whether that's for your job hunt or just your career in general. So superchargecareer.com. All right, next section. Be vulnerable. To create is to be vulnerable. There's no getting around that. But what is the greater risk? Getting a little uncomfortable but also expressing yourself, or staying comfortable but never showing yourself? The juice of life is in vulnerability and creativity. What are you doing to put yourself out there? Maybe it's emailing a pitch to a hiring manager. Maybe it's writing a blog post about what you're learning. Maybe it's DMing someone on LinkedIn. Whatever it is, lean into the discomfort. On the other side is joy. P.S. Every day I feel vulnerable when sending these emails. But it's also fulfilling knowing that hopefully I'm creating value for you. Yeah, I feel vulnerable right now a little bit. I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, so I feel more comfortable than when I first started podcasting and blogging and writing newsletters. But the act of sharing your voice is vulnerability when you're expressing yourself and putting yourself out there in a creative way for the world to see, right? So it's just part of the art form, of art in general. And what you get as a result of that labor and that vulnerability and discomfort is the fulfillment and the impact and the creative joy. Speaking of creative joy, I want to let you know about Ava Academy, which are our partner. They're crushing it right now. They're exploding with growth. Their UX UI design career launch program, and they're really catering to people, who have no experience. Maka herself, the founder, who was just on this podcast feed last week, she started from scratch, taught herself. So really aligned with our mission. And UX UI is like designing products like web apps, mobile apps, Chrome extensions, that sort of thing. Learning by doing. Ava Academy has a learn by doing approach, building that portfolio, doing real world projects. So what you can do with a design career is you can kind of get in touch with that natural born creativity and curiosity, right? Because it's designing those apps. It's designing those interfaces. Like, that's exciting. It's like it's drawing for a living. I mean, that sounds amazing. You probably were a little kid drawing a lot, but then you learned to not do that because you just learned to turn in your assignments in school. So I know for me, I actually drew a lot when I was quite young, and then I just kind of stopped doing that. I'm rekindling that now and started doing calligraphy and painting a little bit. And I get in touch with that natural excitement with it, right? So you have that in you. So maybe if you're frustrated with your current career, then make that shift because you can do it. It doesn't matter how old you are. They've had students who are in their 50s. So that's, let's see, the exact website is the link's in the show notes. We go to avocademy.com/careerhackers, and you can check out more about what they're doing and their webinar that they have going about what is UX UI design. Is it a good fit for you? You know, next section of the article of the email. Man, I'm just like dropping mistakes left and right in my presentation today. It's because sometimes I tend to go too fast and then I'm not present in the moment. So, but hopefully you can see that I'm not going to stop myself from shipping this podcast because I made a mistake. And that's the spirit of what we're teaching. No matter what, imperfect action is better than waiting for perfect. Okay, 2 punches make a knockout. It's great to cold email and get a company's attention, but how to keep at it and continue to blow their socks off? Diego explains in his short post on Career Hackers, 2 punches make a knockout. Quote from the article, once they expressed interest in me, I reassured them of my interest in their operation. I went ahead and read 2 books about their business in a weekend and sent them a follow-up about what I learned. This idea of being persistent. You get their attention. Well, how do you keep creating value? How do you keep standing out? Quote of the day, that a man can change himself, improve himself, recreate himself, control his environment, and master his own destiny is the conclusion of every mind who is wide awake to the power of right thought in constructive action. Larson. That's a quote from that Charles Honnell puts in his book from 1912, The Master Key System. Everything starts with thought, ladies and gentlemen. Thought. Thought precedes feelings. Thought precedes actions. Every object, every business that was ever created started in someone's head. All the great entrepreneurs, artists, creators, they have a conviction and definiteness of purpose about what they want to create. So you have that power in you if you choose to activate that sense of volition. Thanks for listening, y'all. CareerHackers.com/the-careerhackers-manifesto. And you can check out the refresh on the principles of career hacking. 26 principles in there. And you won't regret doing that. You can also just go to the search bar on careerhackers.com and search manifesto, and you'll see that pop up. And whenever I reread that, it gets me jazzed up about these principles for not waiting for permission, for creating social capital, for doing the job before you have the job, for following your curiosity. So thanks for listening, y'all. We'll talk to you next time.